So today, we're doing something that is probably really unusual in the UU service. We are heeding the words of Ronald Reagan. It's true. In 1984, he declared the third Sunday in July, that would be today, as National Ice Cream Day, and he called for all people of the United States to observe this event with appropriate ceremonies and activities. And so here we are. Now, on its face, the celebration of ice cream, in my view, is not a particularly churchy thing to do. When MA first suggested it to me, my initial reaction was, well, that sounds like fun, but that's something we do for a Y camp, not a service. It quickly occurred to me, though, that at least in my life, ice cream is more than just a wonderful treat. It is clearly tied to celebration, family, connecting with new and old friends, and tradition. Historically, ice cream was indeed a luxury reserved for special occasions. Before the advent of refrigeration, it would have been a real production to have ice in the middle of summer when we most crave a cold treat. One of our most famous Unitarians, Thomas Jefferson, was known for serving ice cream to guests during his presidency, which is where it gets its roots as being a place or a thing for celebrations. So in a moment, we are going to hear from a few members of our congregation some short personal reflections about how ice cream has framed a sense of connection or community or just plain fond memories. And then immediately following our service today, we will all share in the community building potential of ice cream with an ice cream sundae for our social hour. Before we begin, let us pause for a moment. And I invite you all to reflect on some of the ways that ice cream has been part of something meaningful to you.